So we've reached the 17th of December, Friday, and December is an 8 universal month and 17 reduced to 8. So today opens up an intuitive gateway of immortality, which is the number 17, infinity, which is the number 8, and also eternal life and leaving behind a legacy through those two numbers. Now the universal date is 16, and 16 reduces to 7. And it is very much about acutely listening to your intuitive prompts. So being in touch with those divine downloads, really being present and allowing yourself to sense the messages that you're receiving. As you fully embrace those, you are totally in a place of being that divine being of light, which you naturally are. So this is a place where the infinity number, the immortality number, and the number of listening to your divine downloads is instilling this tremendous leadership that arises from divinity. So there is this sense of a divine courage that comes through you. And that means that you are in full acceptance of your eternal soul. Your intuition is on a high. It yields wonderful opportunities as you are able to step up and manifest magnificent results. And on this day, the moon trines Saturn. So you're taking your feelings seriously. You're sensing more deeply how your heart knows where to place your attention. You're taking full responsibility for your overall well-being. And you're feeling really in total control. And that helps you stay on track, right? As you set boundaries and stay within the confines of what you have designed for yourself for that moment in time. So this transit is good for working in seclusion, for getting important matters really accomplished, and for negotiating and fulfilling your duties. Now, because it is the 17th, whatever you do today will leave behind a legacy. So keep that in mind, especially in an 8 universal month. December is an 8 universal month. 17 reduces to 8. So this is a very potent day. And it's just something to keep in mind as you're, you know, going through your day, and also before you reach the 17th, what you're planning on accomplishing on this day. And then on Saturday the 18th, we have a 17 universal date. So that number 17 shows up as well. And in this case, it's very important because this is the full moon in Gemini day. And so we have the 18th as the date in the Americas. Of course, it's on the 19th in the UK, which is the universal time. So the number 18 invites you to rest. It invites you to take more time to replenish your energy, to relax, to focus on healing and health, and to let bygones be bygones, to forgive. And so because it's a 17 date, we have an 8-8 code of power and leadership and energy. So we have both energy and rest activated, right? So there's a sense of having tremendous courage and action, and also being very receptive and in a place of relaxation. And that means it's easy to discover the true meaning of living a life of loving authority, meaning the leadership numbers of 8 and 9 merging with the number 18 and 17 infuse you with compassion and the ability to lead from that place. So because these are all numbers of abundance, we want to also keep in mind that December's 8 universal month number is merging again with two other abundance numbers today. And so that can help just with, you know, culminating and completing something that creates financial flow or wealth or well-being. And it also opens your heart to endless prosperity and love. And for the rest of the full moon in Gemini forecast, please refer to the first segment where we looked at the two lunations. And then we move to Sunday, the 19th of December. On this date, we have the number 18 and 19 activated. 18 reduced to 9, 19 reduced to 10 and 1. 19 is the Prince of Heaven number, which is the number of the sun and light. Today is Sunday, so it celebrates the sun. And the number 18, the universal date of 18, is about unconditional love, health, and healing, taking a rest. So a wonderful day to take a time out, but also to understand there's a shift in play. 19 reduces to the single digit 1 and 18 to 9. 9 and 1 are endings and beginnings. So there's a bridge being created on this Sunday that is allowing you to move to a new place in your life, to basically let go of something, an idea or a way of being, a behavior, a habit, or a plan, and embracing something that was not in your perspective at all until this moment in time on this Sunday. So take control of every moment of your life so you're present with yourself to receive those insights. Embrace loving authority. Embrace wise leadership, because that's who you are. You're being the wise leader in action with this code today. You're going to experience a fresh new lease on life as you allow what is uplifting you to inspire your decisions. So it's another wonderful day of abundance and love. And in the heavens, the sun is sextile Jupiter, and the sun is in Sagittarius, and Jupiter rules Sagittarius, so this is a big deal. And it makes it a very optimistic and happy time. You feel very blessed, very fortunate, lucky. Your thoughts are positive. You trust in the divine order in your life. Your goals are reached easily. And others support you in your quest as well. Now, Venus stations retrograde in Capricorn on this day, on the 19th of December, and it will retrograde until January 29th in 2022. So that's how long the retrograde will last. And so it's going to start inching backwards, and it's going to create another conjunction with Pluto. It's basically conjunct Pluto this whole time. But Venus retrograde in Capricorn is the sign of boundaries, and it indicates you may need stronger boundaries in your relationships, or you need to set limits in maintaining your own inner peace and grounding. And if you've given your power away to your partner or to a close friend or a colleague, now Venus is stepping in now and asking you to honor and respect yourself. So since retrogrades allow you to reflect, and Venus represents love, values, and financial flow, a past partner or a past opportunity or a past ability to look at something you value may appear to bring more understanding. In terms of abundance, spending on quality versus investing in trivial or non-essentials is very much suggested during this period through the end of January. And it also shows that you value quality time, quality experiences, quality business transactions, and also the focus on enjoyment is big, because Venus governs enjoyment. And in Capricorn, the enjoyment is very much about, well, are you enjoying your mission, your career, what you're here in terms of your divine work? This will be looked at very closely. And if there is a sense of or a lack of beauty and enjoyment and pleasure, then this is a good time to look at that and to make some changes in your career, okay? So be ready to compromise in order to do what's best for everyone's highest good. And know that when Venus stations retrograde, it is very personal, because this is a personal planet, and it is the planet that retrogrades the least amount of time when you consider the direct motion. So, of course, we know that Mercury stations retrograde three, sometimes four times a year. Mars also stations retrograde, like Venus, every 2 years or so, but even Mars has less percentage of retrograde motion than Venus does. So this is a really powerful, personal, introspective period regarding love, abundance, and your values. And then we come to Monday, the 20th of December, and this is the second day in a row that we have the number 1 and the number 10 activated. So the 20th adds up to a 10 date. Now, both these numbers, 20 and 10, have a zero, and zero brings divine protection, which is lovely. And number 10 is instant manifestation. And so we have the light of your inner star inviting you to seek peace and harmony in your life as you feel both intimate with the number 20 and invigorated with the number 10. So new beginnings bring you into a sense of equilibrium energetically, and you can listen very closely to your unique ideas that break new ground. You feel sensitive, you feel tender, you have the courage to share kindness with others. Forgiveness and love create new paths of creativity to flow for you. And on this beautiful day, we have Mercury trine Uranus. So this gives you great powers of observation as you experience phenomenal mental energy and speed ahead in your thinking process. So you want to be sure to channel this electrifying energy because your mind is speeding up and you want to listen to others. You want to intuit. You want to use Uranus's power to get inspired and then translate it into something practical through Mercury. So this will also speed up the way you communicate, the way you talk, the way you write. And, you know, Uranus liberates. Uranus sets you free. So you may feel free to share things you haven't done before, but you want to always do that in a harmonious, positive way, which is easy with a trine. So new perceptions are opening up. You can receive exciting news. You're available to accept new possibilities. And Uranus brings excitement, right? So you may receive news that's surprising you, that actually thrills you, excites you. So unusual fields of interest can grab your attention. You may have a sudden desire for independence in some area in your life. Your intuition, of course, is extremely acute at this time. Your flashes of insights are very strong. And this transit can free your thoughts from preconceived ideas. And these preconceived ideas, of course, would be picked up in early childhood. So you may communicate from higher vibration once this transit really completes itself. And then we have the 21st of December, which is always a very powerful day. Usually the solstice occurs on the 20th or 21st of December. This year it will be on the 21st. And we are in 2021, the number of truth, the number of joy, self-expression. And so it sets up a beautiful moment this year because the date also adds up to 11, which is the very powerful master number of being so present that you literally become the intuitive master. And 21 being the number of truth and joy and self-expression is allowing the truth to unfold in a place of tremendous inspiration, right? So we have here an opportunity to just be very connected in all our relationships, to have this natural propensity to bring happiness wherever we go, meaning we would smile at everyone no matter where we are. Every situation, we bring that inner smile and we mend conflicts through that joy. We mend any kind of disagreements through that ability to just be totally centered and present and bring through whatever needs to be said in any given moment through the number 11. So this is a really, really big solstice. It's a beautiful solstice. And it's much more calm in many ways than the solstice last year, where we had the Saturn-Jupiter conjunction at 0 degrees in Aquarius, if you remember that. So this year we have a calmer energy in play, and we also have Jupiter being very close to leaving Aquarius, whereas Saturn is firmly centered in Aquarius at this point. Jupiter is about to move into Pisces, which is the sign that Jupiter initially ruled. Jupiter is the ancient ruler of Pisces. So it's a very lovely energy that's unfolding right now for this winter solstice in the northern hemisphere, and of course, summer solstice in the southern hemisphere. So yeah, there's a sense of real peace this time around. And in the heavens, we also have Venus retrograde is opposite the moon. And of course, this only lasts a few hours with the moon moving so quickly. but it allows you to connect to your deepest emotions, some of which have been buried in your subconscious. So you want to turn to beauty. You want to really allow any moodiness that might come up to be soothed through affection and love. And whether you have pets or you have a partner or a close friend, you know, there's a real sense of just being very intimate and creative and sensual. And you want to guard against a stronger sweet tooth. That's a possibility with this opposition, or overstimulation. And spend some time alone. You want to nurture your heart. You want to feel in harmony with who you are. And of course, during a solstice, it's always good to spend some time alone because it is a turn in the Earth's cycles that is very important as the Sun enters Capricorn. And we get in touch again with a cardinal sign. The cardinal signs always begin the new seasons, and cardinal signs are signs of action. So as we merge into this new energy, we always want to take some time alone, right? So focus on art, focus on music, on beautiful scents and affection to keep yourself emotionally balanced. And then on Wednesday, the 22nd, we have a 12 universal date, and that's merged with the powerful master number 22, which is the architect of peace number. And that means that we have learning and a lot of joy merged with peace. So, well, why is this number important, the number 22? Well, we're about to move into the 2022, the 22nd year, and that's when 2 and 22 come into the forefront. So, this day is the final one of the year before we actually immerse ourselves in, you know, all this 2-2-2 energy. So, we want to allow serenity and, you know, any kind of merging with others, and also research to guide us through the day. So create a plan of action that allows you to implement your creative ideas. Be meticulous and open to receive new high vibrational guidelines. Your imagination is fueled by a sense of calm and steady work. So you can manifest great results today, especially when your heart is filled with joy. You can clear away what is not useful anymore to uncover a gift that inspires happiness. And then in the heavens, we have the moon square Uranus, which may feel intense emotional excitability to you. So guard against impulsive actions, instant reactions, right? Yes, you're yearning for freedom, but you want to yearn for freedom without causing any kind of drama. So immerse yourself in activities that stimulate you in a new way because your instincts are really strong. So you want to listen, feel that inner serenity in order not to rush into things. And know that everything is moving super quickly. So the air is clearing rapidly, no matter what it is. So rely on your intuition to gauge that emotional shift with clarity. And then on Thursday, the 23rd of December, we have a code of freedom and a code of transformation and really resurrection. So 23 is the strongest number in numerology, and it's the number that is the royal star of the lion. And today it merges with the number 13, which is really, in a way, the number of power. And the empowerment comes through being open to change, right? So the cycles of life, so life, death, rebirth. So this is a really, really big day. And it allows you to feel great freedom from restriction, and any self-imposed boundaries that are not bringing you peace and harmony must be let go of because you only want to keep those guidelines that allow you freedom of expression and movement. And you also feel that there is a harmonization of responsibility and risk. So you need both, right? You don't want to just take risks just to, you know, just for the sake of taking a risk, but there's a sense of how that risk fits into the overall scheme of things in your life, right? So, meaning it's not calculated, but it's inspired. It's not something that just comes from an impetuous, desire to just, rebel, basically. So this is a day to embrace productive change. And so you can communicate with great clarity. You can experience a surge of confidence. You are basically the intrepid explorer. And security and freedom are one and the same when you follow your bliss. Now, the moon is quincunx Neptune today, so that helps you focus on your spiritual origins. It helps you to understand your destiny and awaken your intuition, which is greatly expanded. And you can bond with your loved ones in a sweet, caring, tender, loving way. You have greater psychic awareness. Delicate matters are understood as your heart expands with love. Your imagination, intuition, and creativity are greatly magnified. Your dreams and fantasies feel real. You can engage in soul-centered activities, creative artistic projects, and you want to pay attention to your visions because mystical experiences are very much available to you now. Deep conversations with friends can bring healing. So it's really a wonderful day. Now, then we come to one of the big days of the month. There are many, as you can see. Friday, the 24th of December, which is also, of course, Christmas Eve. Now, we have the number 24, which reduces to 6, the number of love, family, home, compassion, nurturing, wealth. And then we have the number 14, the number of media, connection, freedom. And so there's a real nurturing sense of, a surge of freedom ignites deep healing in your heart. And blending this love and courage will enable wonderful opportunities for you and deeper connections. So go and connect with others. Extend your own yearning for independence and joy to everyone who crosses your path, because everyone has those same yearnings, as I'm sure you realize. So take responsibility for your well-being and know that abundance is greatly enhanced today when you tune into your free-spirited nature. So this means you want to focus on harmony and healing. Now, the big news of the day is the final connection, the final exact moment of Saturn square Uranus, the final of three times. And this brings a huge amount of spontaneity and creativity. And it doesn't mean we will not be feeling this square in 2022. We will, but it won't come into exactitude again. So they will retrograde close to each other and move, close to each other again in the square, but not exactly. So there still will be this sense of wanting to break free and harnessing your creative freedom, your creative brilliance, and being very responsible for feeling independent, liberated, right? So if you're experiencing conflict with authority figures in regards to rules that are imposed on you, that you feel are limiting your freedom and your ability to express yourself creatively, that you will be addressing those. You will continue to address those. But it's really coming to a head now. And then even though it will continue in 2022, as I already explained, there's a real sense of the tide turning at this time.